Good morning. 36 degrees and foggy. And today, I'm working again with the intentions. I step out of reactivity and I step into the present moment, into this, and I allow myself to accept and feel what is in my body. Let's turn this on. 606. Here we go. Good morning. Breathing in. I calm myself. Breathing out. I smile. Breathing in. I calm myself. Breathing out. I smile. You know, an easy, well, it's not easy when you're in it, but an effective way of some, a very simple effective way, so many, of helping yourself feel grounded is to take 5 deep inhalations and exhalations. And really watch what's happening in your body as you do. Reading my class I teach at Boise State University is working with a number of books. One of the books we're reading is The Buddha's Brain by Rick Hansen, the neuroscience of happiness, wisdom, and love, or something like that, the practical neuroscience of wisdom, happiness, and love. It's really beautiful, and talking about something that you've heard often is that there's a difference between pain and suffering. Pain is inevitable, and the suffering is often something that we increase. Or first dart, second dart. The first dart comes in, that's the actual pain of the experience, and then the second dart is our resistance to it, to what's actually happening, our clinging and trying to keep something, and the delusion that we can control all of life and make it go the way we want to, all of which creates intense suffering. So it was really interesting talking about the sort of stages that we can go through with life. And this is that stepping act out of reactivity and then into responsiveness. And that there are these stages. The first is unconscious incompetence. That's not even knowing that I'm having this suffering reaction. It's just automatic. And then it's the conscious incompetence. I know that someone gave me, or that someone did something to me. I had an initial reaction, and I'm not happy with it, but I'm kind of trapped in it. The next one is conscious competence, which is I see that I'm having this reaction, and I'm able to adjust. I step into my body, I feel it, I acknowledge what's going on, and I choose a different path. I become responsive. And then the fourth, and this is where the neuroscience is incredible, is that, and the plasticity of our brain, is unconscious competence. And this is where I am no longer even having the reaction. The wiring has changed. Wow. It's just wow. So, waking up. Oh, I want to wake up in this life. I want to be as alive and alert and loving as possible. Step out of reactivity, into the ice bath. Allow myself to accept and feel what is in my body and embrace what is present. It's time to get out. Peace and love to you, my friends. Peace and love.